Hey, what's up? It's Josh. An impromptu live session where I want to talk about how to revive your dead database. And this was inspired by a text message I got from a fellow by the name of Bobby. So I put together some thoughts and some information for you that I would encourage you all to implement and take action on ASAP. Now, before I share some scripts and information with you, do me a huge favor. If you're watching on Facebook, hit the like button or the heart. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to the channel if you haven't, first and foremost. Make sure you hit the bell, smash the bell to be notified of new live sessions like this. And also hit the like button. If you like what we're going to share here, and if you're watching on LinkedIn, hit the like button or the light bulb button. Okay. So, Here's the deal. I got a text message the other day from a fellow by the name of Bobby. Here is the text message. It says, "Hey, Josh, I have more than 3,000 names and email addresses in two CRMs. I want to cull the list. Which emails and text messages would you use? Thanks, Bobby, Alpha Resources Realty." I think Bobby's in St. Louis area. And I responded, "Assuming you mean to send to re-engage and clean it up." He said, "Exactly. Got it. Going to turn it into some content tomorrow, and I'll let you know." Tomorrow was earlier this week, but I got to it. It was a busy week. So what I want to talk about, again, is how to revive your real estate database. Whether you have 30, 300, 3,000, or 30,000, I'm going to give you several scripts that you can use. And if you stay at the end, I'm going to give you some a bonus tip, something that I've been just starting to play around with, a new technology software platform as well. Okay. Without further ado. By the way, if you would like a copy, if you'd like a copy of this document with the scripts, just drop a comment below, and myself or somebody on my team will get you a copy of this doc that has the scripts that we're going to cover here. All right. So I'm going to give you two email scripts and one text script, some actual examples, right? So I'm going to give you a template or several templates, and then I'm going to include some actual examples. And the reason why I like using a Google Doc for something like this is it's a living, breathing dynamic document. So we could add things to this and make it better over time for those of you checking it out. All right. A note here to start with. These emails and text messages can/should be sent every 60 to 90 days to any leads or prospects who aren't engaged or on a specific action plan, smart campaign, etc. Okay. So the first email template, Alexa, someone is at the front door. The first email template is inspired and quite honestly taken on some level from someone I would consider like the godfather of real estate marketing and marketing in general on many levels, a fellow by the name of Dean Jackson. It's his 9-word email. So the subject in this case is simply, "Hey," or "Hi," and if you have their first name. "Hey," or "Hi," and if you have their first name. And in fact, I would recommend not even doing capitals. If you don't have their first name, you just say "Hey," or "Hi." Or if you do have their first name, you could even just do the subject line with just their first name. It will get opened, and that's what you want. The email is very simply, "Are you still interested in blank? Hit reply and let me know. Thanks." And I always do this. This is a little thing, but it makes a difference. It makes it feel more personal. You know, we all are in real estate. We have our full signature file, right? And disclosures and all that kind of stuff. But I always try to make it personalized. And a lot of times I'll even do this. I'll make it feel just more like chill. "Thanks. First name," like my first name, you know, your first name. "Thanks, Josh." Simple, simple, simple. Okay. Before I get to the text message, note, the more congruent you can make the email, this is a perfect illustration of why I like to use Google Docs. I can make this, edit this on the fly, put this together minutes before going live here. I wanted to get this done for my man, Bobby, because I promised it to him earlier this week. The more congruent you make the email or text message to what the person initially expressed interest in, the better. Okay. So for example, are you still interested in buying a home in Cumberland County? Are you still interested in buying a new construction home in Mechanicsburg? Are you still interested in, or are you still, and I'll get to some examples. Are you still thinking about selling your home in blank area, right? In blank city or at blank address, if you have their address, right? Maybe you've got some old home valuation leads. The more you can make it congruent to how they initially came into your ecosystem, the better. However, if you know nothing, if you have nothing other than name and email, and at some point they expressed an interest in real estate, then you can simply say, are you still interested in buying or selling? Are you still interested in buying a home in blank area here in Central PA? Okay. And what'll happen is a lot of people will respond and they'll say all manner of things. No, I'm not. We were actually thinking about selling, or no, we're moving out of the area, or yes, we are, right? All we're trying to do is get some kind of response so we can update our database. When you do something like this, you're going to get a whole bunch of people that say, stop it, unsubscribe, blah, 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 whatever. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. That means you were not, they were never going to do business with you anyway. So you're able to clean up your real estate database, your buyer and seller leads, and invest more time, energy, and effort into the ones that are still interested. Okay. So there's email template number one, text template number one. Here is the template. Just curious, first name, are you still interested in? Okay. And then I give you some actual examples. And if you don't have their first name, just say, are you still interested in buying your dream home? Okay. Hi, Kelly. Are you still interested in buying your dream home in 2022? Let me know. LMK. We're talking text here. LMK either way. Thanks. Josh with eXp Realty. Josh, are you still, I don't know why I put my name. Bill. I'll put Bill. I'll put Bobby. Bobby inspired this video anyway. Bobby, are you still thinking about selling your home at blank address in 2022? And we could add this at the end as well. I just didn't do it in that example. The let me know either way. Let me know either way. And you could even tweak this to say, hit reply and let me know either way, right? That means they're letting you know, yes, no, maybe. We're just trying to get a response of some kind. Just trying to get a response of some kind. Okay. Email template number two. And this one you could send. This one, it's going to depend a little bit on, how they came in a little bit. This one was also more for people that were kind of on property alerts, something of that nature. That was kind of the genesis of this. My good friend, longtime friend and former partner, hopefully soon to be partner again. In fact, just because I said that, I won't say his name. You'll just have to wonder who it is. The subject line is taking you off the list, first name. Again, if you have their first name. You could also be, should, capital S. Should I take you off the list? Okay. If you don't have their first name, that's another variation. Hi, first name. Again, if you have it, just checking in. I just realized I'm going to change this to we've been sending you emails for a little while and we've never actually talked. I don't want to be seen as one of those, these spammers who are sending you stuff, sending stuff you're not interested in. So would you like me to take you off our email list? Or are you okay getting our updates until you decide you need our services? Just let me know either way. Thanks, first name. As you can see here, I've made some edits to this as we've gone. And this illustrates something important that I would recommend you do before actually sending these, is read them out loud and adapt the language to your language patterns. So read them out loud and verify, is this the way I talk? Is this the way I talk? And edit it to fit your mannerisms and your language patterns, et cetera. Okay. So there you have it. Two email scripts and two email templates or scripts and one text template or script. And if you would like that document, please just drop a comment below and we'll make sure to get it to you. If you drop a comment and you don't get it, you can also email mike@growwithjosh.com, mike@growwithjosh.com. Lastly, a couple of things as I kind of wrap this up here. There is a service that I started using. I just started kicking around this week called likely.ai that it would be another way that you can maybe not revive your database, but it will help you identify. They have a service called their database refresh. It'll help you identify which of the people in your database are most likely to list their property in the next 6 months. It's pretty cool. It's free to use. And if enough of you are interested in getting more information about that, maybe I'll put together a little tutorial on how we're using that, not only to identify which ones are likely to sell, but what we're doing once we determine those that are most likely to sell. Okay. So more to come on that. And just let us know if that's something that you're interested in learning more about. Once again, if you'd like the document that we were digging into, just drop a comment below. We'll send you that Google Doc. Or you can email mike@growwithjosh.com. mike@growwithjosh.com. Check out the additional resources and offers above or below in the description with this video. Thanks for spending a little time with me. As always, if there's anything at all we can do to help you grow and scale your real estate business and get off the transaction treadmill, please don't hesitate to ask. Take care and hopefully talk soon.